The horrific events of 10 days ago in Newtown, Connecticut made me sick to my stomach. All day that Friday and about every time I think of those innocent lives lost for no reason. People who normally comment on such things could be seen, heard, and read everywhere in our 24/7 news cycle. And so could people from the world of sports. Some were tied to the massacre by fate. One of the murdered schoolchildren was a big fan of New York Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. In fact, it was reported that the boy was buried in a replica of Cruz's uniform. Last week, Cruz visited with the boy's family. He and other players talked about it and tweeted about it, and people paid attention to what they said. Since the beginning of sports, but more so since the advent of television, athletes, coaches, and administrators have had the platform to discuss pretty much whatever they've wanted. Some have used that platform, others have chosen not to. Think about those who have made their views about issues outside of sports known. In my lifetime, I think of Tommy Smith and John Carlos and their silent one-gloved Black Power salute at the 1968 Mexico City Olympics. Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown come immediately to mind. On the other end of the spectrum, there's Michael Jordan. He was widely criticized during his career for not speaking out about social issues. Last week, there were two college basketball coaches who took advantage of their positions to speak out about Newtown. The first was Syracuse's Jim Boeheim. After his team beat Detroit Mercy to give Boeheim his 900th career win, and at the end of his postgame remarks, Boeheim said, in his words, "If we cannot get the people who represent us to do something about firearms, we are a sad, sad society." He went on to say, "If one person in this world, the NRA president, anybody, can tell me why we need assault weapons with 30 shots, this is our fault if we don't go out there and do something about this. If we can't get this thing done, I don't know what kind of country we have." Later in the week, Boeheim told Jim Rome that he and his family have been hunters, and although he doesn't want to see guns banned, he said he was appalled when people said school personnel should be armed. The other coach who spoke up and spoke out was former Wake Forest assistant Pat Kelsey, now the head coach at Winthrop University. Following his team's loss at Ohio State, Kelsey knew he had as big of an audience as he would have all season. He talked about being lucky to get to go home and hug and kiss his two little girls, and then went on to say, in his words, "I don't know what needs to be done. I'm not smart enough to know what needs to be done. I know this country's got issues. Is it a gun issue? Is it a mental illness issue? Or is it a society that has lost the fact, the understanding, that decent human values are important?" Kelsey went on to say, "I didn't vote for President Obama, but you know what? He's my president now. He's my leader. I need him to step up. Mr. Boehner, the Speaker of the House, he needs to step up. Parents, teachers, rabbis, priests, coaches, everybody needs to step up. This has to be a time for change." Pat Kelsey played under Skip Prosser at Xavier and coached under Prosser at Wake Forest. He ended his remarks with this: "I'm proud to grow up American. I'm proud to say I'm part of the greatest country ever. And that's got to stay that way. And it'll stay that way if we change. But we gotta change." The words of Winthrop basketball coach Pat Kelsey. I'm Dave Gorin. Have a happy holidays. We'll talk again soon.